Okay, today is Daf Chav Beis. We're on Chav Beis. We're on the first wide line. Anyway, yesterday we said that Abaye was lucky. He was zoche to greet Hashem every week, and Rava only once a year on Erev Yom Kippur, right? So Kachol Shadaite de Rava Mishum da Abaye. Rava was upset over this. He was weak of heart because of what Abaye, the greatness of Abaye. Amale Abaye told him, Mistayach, don't worry about that. They call Maganis Uchla Akula Karcha. You protect the whole city. In other words, you're not so, well, you know, you're no slouch, Rava. Don't worry about it. Rav Broga Chaza, have a Shchiach Beshuka Debe Left. He was Shchiach in the Shuk in Left. Have a Shchiach Eliyahu Gabe. Eliyahu was always hanging out there. This is a famous Gemara. Amalei, Ikabahai Shuka Bar Alma Da'asi. Is there somebody here that will get the merit, well, that will merit Olam Haba, the world to come? Right? It's a hard question because it's not decided until you die. Because even though right now, what was the question? Right now, is there anybody here right now? They could go, who knows what they could do later, but right now I want to know. What kind of question is that? Right now, take a snapshot of time. Is anybody here right now without Kapara, without Gehenna? Anybody here right now? What's the 12 in that? Right. Well, I don't know. What, you know what my problem is? He means to say right now. Right. The Torah's Chayim said, anybody right, if they died right this second, would they be Olam Haba? Even though it's an unfair question, because just because you're Zoche today doesn't mean you're Zoche tomorrow.
Who says
to be fair? Okay, so Amalei Lo, he told him, by the way, there's nobody here. Nobody here. Ad dahachi vahachi, as time went on, Chazi Elohu Gavra, he saw a guy, to have a Saya Masani Uchma, he was wearing a white shoe, a black shoe, I'm sorry, below Rami Chuta, Ditchelta Beglime, and he wasn't wearing Tcheles. The whole machlokas was he wearing, Mestami, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei, Hai Bar Alma de Asihu. This guy is going to Olam Haba. So Rod Basrei, so the Rav Broka chased after him. Amalei, Mayavodach, what do you do for a living? Amalei, Zilo Idna Vatu Lamachar. Leave me alone today, come back tomorrow. I'm too busy now. Lamachar, tomorrow. Amalei, May Ovdach, what's your partner? What do you do for a living? Amalei, Zandukna Ana. I'm the warden of a prison. Vasarna Lagabri Lachud Unashi Lachud. And I separate the men and the women. Right? So there shouldn't be any funny business. Viramina Puraya Benhani Lahani, and I put my bed in between both of them. Kihechi delights the Lide Isura. So there should be no Averis. Kikazina Basisrael Dihavinakum Aleha. When I see that there's a guy that sets his eye on a certain Jewish girl, puts his eye on her, Masrana Navshoi. I figured out a way to gotta save this girl. Yomachad, one time, Havasnaya Murasa Gabon, there was a Naya Murasa that came to the prison, and the Goyim put their eyes on her, you know, they wanted her. So Shakli Durdaya, the Khamra, the Shadile Bishipula, I took wine and I spilled it on her bed sheet. And I said, Distanahi, she's a Nida. You don't want to hang out with a Nida. That's not fun. Right? She's an eagle. And they left her alone. Maybe by that time already she got out. Amalei, my time, Ales Lachute. Why are we not wearing tzitzis? Veramis Misane Uchmi. And you had wearing black shoes, which it was not the normal thing to do. So Amalei, Ilana Venafkina Bene Nachrim. I hang out with the Goyim. Kihechi Delo Liadu Diudayana. I don't want them to know I'm Jewish. Ki have a gazmi gzeirasa, and when they pass gzeiras, modana lahu l'rabbanon, I'll inform the rabbanon, uboi rachame umavatle l'gzeirahu, and the l'gzeirahu, and they can get the decree annulled, right? So it's a difficult story also, no? My time ki amina lachana my avdach. How come when I asked you what you do for a living, Vamartel, you told me, Zil Idna Betula Machar, not today, come back tomorrow. Amalei, he told me, At that moment, they made a gzeira. V'amina bereisha eitzel v'eshmel rabbanan d'libay rachme alei demilsa. And I figured I got to run right now. I can't waste any time. Get to the rabbis, and they should start, you know, campaigning against this gzeira.
Hillel rally.
Right. Hillel rally. Right. Difficult story.
What?
Difficult story.
What? Again,
I don't. I don't know.
Well, the guys in Disney wearing the baseball cap
and thinking, right, with the white shirt and black pants in the amusement park with a baseball hat. They're not going to, right? But.
Right.
Right. So anyway, story gets harder. Ad hachi v'hachi, as it was going on, Asim hadach trey Asi. Two other guys walked in. Amalei. Elio told him, "Hanach na'am ben alma da asinin." Those two also go olam haba. Those two also. Nobody else. Just those two. Amal azal gabayu. Amalehu mayav daichu. What do you guys do for a living? Amrule inish beduchi anon. We're clowns, jesters, jokers, whatever you want to call it. Mad bechinan ativi. We cheer up the sad people. Inami. Inami ki chazinan beitrei da asin beitig rabadayu. When we see two people get into a fight, Tarchin and Vavdin al Hushalma, we try to make peace. Because of that, they have Olam Haba. And nobody else in the room had it. Nobody else in the market had it. Difficult story.
Do they make peace for a living?
What?
They
Well, they work in the circus.
No, the second shot.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
Don't you work
with... Right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this story. What do you do with these stories?
A lot of questions.
Because, they're good things that they're doing. They're good things, no question about it.
What?
Right, no, but that's more than that. They're good things, what they're doing. These are objectively good things. That's such a, right?
They
no one else had good things?
They're doing one exact, they're getting life to this.
I understand. And what about someone who's a decent person and goes to a shir and goes to daven in the morning? Like, those people are not, b'chorah, half the rishuk was like that, no? Well, they weren't supposed to rishuk him.
He's dedicated life. He's dedicated life. He's in the middle of fights.
I hear.
He puts life on one to save the Jewish.
What's this? So the average, you're right. The average person, the guy who's a family man, what's saying? What do you mean? Not they own my love. They don't go at all. They don't go directly.
I don't know. I don't know.
Directly. You guys go directly to own what?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know what any of this means because no one ever saw it. Al elu masriim b'chol makom. Then we had the Mishnah had the list of following things that you fast for anywhere, even if it's not in your town, even in the next town, right? Tanar Banan, Al Elam Asriyim B'chol Makom. The following things we fast anywhere. Al Ashidafon, it's a blight. Masriyin, what does Masriyin mean?
Cry out, it says.
Okay, cry out. Al Yerakon, on Yerakon, what's Yerakon? On some kind of sickness. Val Arbe, locust. Al Achasil, another kind of locust. Balchayara, wild animals. Rabbi Kiva Omer, al ashidafon v'al yirakon b'chol shehu. I don't know what that means. On shidafon, and shidafon is some kind of crop problem, and yirakon is some kind of sickness, b'chol shehu. What does that mean, b'chol shehu? Any amount? What does that mean? Either you're sick or you're not sick. What does that mean, a little bit? Even a little sick. What does that mean? So, we didn't say it's an epidemic. I'm wondering if some people take out this line. What?
Otherwise.
Right, the only thing is a funny lashon, b'chol shehu?
Yeah.
Even a little bit, one grasshopper, so whether it's one or whether it's a million.
No, this is not, this is the...
Oh, and shidafon and yirakon. So what do you mean you're a little sick? What does that mean? Arbe v'chasil, afilu l'mira be'eret Yisrael, el akonav echad masbien leiv. Right, that makes sense. When it comes to locusts, even if you see one wing, you know they're coming. Time to fail. Time to cry out, whatever it is. V'alchaya, and wild animals, tadar abanan, chaya rasha amru, when we say there's wild animals, it's only bizman shehi mishulachas, if it's sent. In other words, it's abnormal. If you go to the zoo, and you see an animal, you don't have to fast. Right? That's not normal. So here it's Shiu Mushlach. It was clearly sent by Hashem. Masrin Allah. And a Mishulachas, if not, in Masrin Allah. You don't have to fast. You don't have to cry out. Ezehu Mishulachas, Ve'ezehi She'ena Mishulachas. How do you know what's sent and what's not sent? Am I right? Is it the word sent? Yeah. Near is Be'ir. If you see it in the city, Mishulachas, then it's obviously a problem. Why? That's not a normal thing. You don't walk down the street in some city, even in the olden days, and a lion sitting there. That's not normal. That's not normal. That was never normal. Besada, you go out in the fields, and a mishlachas. That's not sent. That's normal. That's where they hang out. Bayom, by the day, mishlachas. That's not normal. Balayla, and a mishlachas. At night, that's normal. Therefore, that's not a problem. Ross Shnei Bnei Adam. You see two people. And it's chasing after the two people. Mishulachas. That's a problem. Nech bois. If it's hiding mipnei, if it runs away from them, ain't no mishulachas. That's not normal. That's normal. Right? Tarfa shnei b'nei adam v'achla echad mehen. If there's two people there, and it kills both, but it only eats one of them, that's mishulachas. That's clearly a sin. That's clearly a problem. That's not a normal thing for the animal to do. But if he eats both of them, it's a tragedy, but it's not abnormal. Also lagag, if the animal goes up to the roof, right? The animal we're talking about? Yeah. Also lagag, dinat latinak me'arisa, and it takes the baby from a crib, that's mishulachas. That's clearly a problem. The animal climbed the roof. So one second. Hagufakasha, everything we just said is inconsistent, right? Amar, at the first we said, Nerasa Be'ir, Mushlachas, that if you see an animal in the city, that's a problem. That's not normal. Which implies, Loshna Bayom, Loshna Balayla. Doesn't matter when you see the animal in the city, what's the animal doing over here in the middle of 13th Avenue? Look, that's not normal. Vahadar Amarta, then you say, Bayom, Mushlachas, Balayla, Ena Mushlachas. By day it's not normal. By night, that's normal. Right? So which one is it? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Hachik amar. This is what we meant to say. Nirasa be'ir. If it's in the city, by yom, by day, that's mishlachas. That's not normal. It's clearly sent by Hashem. Be'ir, balayla, if it's sent by night, if it's by night in the city, and a mishlachas. That's not abnormal. That can happen sometimes. Right? That can happen. Animal wanders off at night. Inami or basade, what about in the field? Afilu bayom, I think it should say mushlachas. Right? I'm sorry, ain't a mushlachas. In the sade, by day, that's normal. That's normal, that's where they hang out, even in the daytime. Basade balayla, also ain't a mushlachas, I think it should say. Right? That's also normal. That's where they hang out, by day or by night. That's where you find them. You find them in the jungles, by day or by night. Right.
You see a bear in a bungalow colony?
What?
A bear in a bungalow colony?
Isn't that normal? Isn't that normal? It's right by the woods. It's right by the woods. It smells the food and it comes. I'm not saying it's not safe. But it's not a normal. It's a normal thing to happen. It happens in Muncie, they have bears, no? Happens. Why? Because by the woods. Now, you have to be careful, but it's not an abnormal thing, right? It's not abnormal. Okay. Rasa Shnei Bnei Adam. You see two people. Virachasa Acharehen. And the animal's chasing the two people. That's Mushlachas. That's not normal. Ha'amda. What if they're standing still? What if the animal's standing still? Then in a Mushlachas. That's okay. V'hadar amarta, then we said, nichbaz, if the animal is running away from you, mibnehen, running away from you, ain't a mushlachas. That's normal. Ha omedes mishlachas, which would imply that if it's standing around, that's not normal. Animals don't just stand around, right? So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kaan, when we, the Brisa said that if you're chasing after it, it's normal, but if it's standing still, it's a problem. Besadas Mughalagam. That's where it's near the swamp. It's near their habitat. Khan, when we said that if it runs away from you, that's normal. But if it's dead on the ground, it's not normal. That's besada she'ena simucha la'adam. That's where it's not near its habitat. So the normal thing for it to do would be to run away. If it doesn't, that's a problem. Tarfa shnei b'di adam ke'echad. V'acha echle b'hem mushlachas. If it killed two people, and one of them it captured, and one of them it ate, and one of them it left alone, that's not normal. Shnehem, but if it kills both of them, ain't a mushlachas. That's normal. V'amarta afilu ratzasa. But one second, but we said, even if it's running away, even if it doesn't bother you, even if it doesn't touch you, that's a problem. Amar of Papa, kitanya hi ba'adma. Now that was in the swamp. That was in its habitat. Its habitat, even if it doesn't touch you, that's even if it. If it one second. Right. Then what? If it's in the agam, then what?
It's natural
to what? What? Oh, then why do you have to scream out? I'm sorry. It's not the habitat. Right. The agam is not the habitat. So it's abnormal. It's here. So if it's abnormal, it's here. Then what? Then it's mishalachat. Right.
It's
comfortable in its habitat. Because it
should eat both of them because it's comfortable. It only eats one
of
them. It's comfortable.
Right.
I'm sorry. I read it wrong.
Agam is its habitat, right? Yeah. So what's going on here? It's not going to run away because it's in its natural habitat. It's comfortable.
It kills both and eats both.
Fine. Okay, fine. Very good.
So this is a story.
It should, some say, the Agma Bufa. Okay, anyway. Also,
a tiger just in India.
I know, it happens.
So that went into a boat, a fisherman, took the guy out, and killed him, right?
Also, Lagag, if it goes up to a roof, v'natlo tinok me'arisa, mushlachas. And it takes a baby out of the crib, that's not normal. So pshita, isn't that obvious it's not normal? Not obvious? So the difficult answer. Amar of Papa, kikuche detaydi. I think it means some kind of cleft in the roof, some kind of opening, some kind of hole in the roof. And that's where the baby was. Is that what that means?
A dugout,
and therefore what? Therefore, I would have thought what? Right?
No, they're out of the way places. It's not so unusual for them to go there.
It's not so unusual to go there. I would have thought it's not. If that's considered normal. No, it's not normal. Okay, next. Al HaCherev. Then we said that if there's a war. If there's a war coming, you fast even if it's not in your town. Or you cry out even if it's not in your town. Tana Rabbanan. Cherev she'amru. Eino tzarech lom ha'cherev she'eino shel shalom. I don't have to mention that it's a cherev she'eino shel shalom. I don't have to mention that. That's for sure a problem. El afilu cherev shel shalom. Even if it's a peaceful war. In other words, let's say, for example, Canada and Mexico are having a war. So they wanted the troops are going to pass through your town in America. They don't have nothing to do with you. They don't want to bother you. They want to fight the Mexicans. Right? The Canadians. They want to fight the Mexicans, but they have to go through America to get there. So they have no issue with you, but even still, it's a war. It's soldiers. Right? Right?
Or Egypt on its way to Syria.
She'ain l'cha cherev. Yeah, I used such a far-fetched example.
Yeah, we had an example from the email.
Oh, she'ein l'cha cherev shel shalom, that's the power of the chav. What? There was no better example of a peaceful battle than Parunacho, who was the ruler, Paru's ruler of Egypt. He was the ruler of Egypt. He wanted to fight somebody in the north of Israel, Bavel, and he wanted to go through Israel. He had no quarrel with the Jews. He had no problem. And Afal Pikein, Nichshal bo hamelach Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was nichshal in it. Why? Shnemar says, V'yishlach elav malachim, Lamar, Ma'li v'lach melach Yehuda. Lo alecha atayom. I have no beef with you. Ki el beis melchamti. V'elokim omar. Should maybe be Hashem's real name. I'm not sure, because the Gemara is going to say now that means Avodah Zarah. Omar, Yivahaleni. My God told me to do this. Let him pass through. And no beef with Yoshiyahu. And the pasuk continues. And the Gemara says, "My Melohim asher imi. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav zu avodah zara. It's avodah zara. Amar Yoshio said, Havel vika batach b'avodah zara. Since this guy Paro is basing his strategy on avodah zara, Yochil Nule. I can overcome him. What? Right. Even in Sword Shalom. Right?
That's why.
One second, we're gonna say that in a minute. So Yochil Nule. I can defeat him. Then it says, Vayoru Hayorim Lamelach Yoshiahu, Vyamelach Lavadav, Haviruni Kihil Lacy Ma'od. Right? Meaning he was gonna die. He was shot. Amar
Mikey. One second.
Mikey Echelesi Ma'od. What does that mean? Amar Vudam Arav, Malame Cha'asu Kalgufo Kikivra. His body was made like a sieve. Why? He was shot so many times. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonathan. Mibne Ma Nana Shoshiyahu. What was his punishment? Why did he deserve to die? So Mibne Shahaya Limloch by Yirmiyahu. He should have listened to Yirmiyahu below Limloch. He didn't listen. My Darash. What? Why didn't he listen? Because he made the following drasha. It says, "The cherev lo sar ve'ba'artzechem. No sword will pass through your land." My cherev. What does that mean? A sword. Ilem a cherev she'ena shel shalom. What do you mean? They're gonna have war with me? They're gonna want a war with the Jews? Well, see if it says, "V'nasad shalom ba'aretz." You're not gonna have a war. Ella, rather, what did it mean? Afilu shel shalom. Even a peaceful war, right? Even a peaceful. Soldiers, what do you mean peaceful? Soldiers are not peaceful. They're peaceful to you. They have no issue with you. Nevertheless, you don't even have to see, because when you see soldiers, it's depressing. You see soldiers marching off to war. Even if it's not your war, it's still a sad thing to see. You're not even going to see that. Who any day, but he didn't. So what happened? When he saw the pyro coming, wanted to come through the land, he mistakenly thought, they don't want to have anything with me, but still. I'm not even going to see these people. How come I'm seeing them? It's a sin and I should destroy them. He must have thought something like that. I'm not supposed to even see these people. What am I even seeing them for? Right?
That they were more righteous than they were.
Right.
So
who was more righteous?
Israel.
Right. V'hu en yodea she'en doro dome yafeh. The generation wasn't deserving of such great things. Not even to see other country soldiers. You don't deserve that. So what was he thinking? I'm not supposed to see soldiers. Even foreign soldiers. Even they're not attacking me. Yet, they're here. So it must mean that I'm supposed to destroy them. So he went out to war to attack them and he was killed. That must be shot like that.
So he didn't consult Yirmiyahu at all.
Right, Yirmiyahu would have told him. Yeah, that's a true drasha.
What? Yirmiyahu
told him not to go.
Yes, he did. No, but he didn't even ask him.
He didn't even ask him. What would Yirmiyahu have told him? Yirmiyahu would have told him, yeah, there's a drasha like that, that if you're very good tzaddikim, you're not even going to see soldiers. What a bracha, right? Not even going to see a newsreel, nothing. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. Stay home. Stay in your palace. Let them pass through. You don't deserve that. He didn't listen, so he got killed. Okay. One more thing. Kavinach Nashi, when he was dying, Chaza Yirmiyahu, Shizvase, that his lips, the kamarachashon. What does rachashon mean? They were moving. Amar, he said, Shema chas v'shalom, milsa delo mahagna. Maybe I did something wrong, and therefore, Amar, agav tzaire, gachit.
No, then he's saying something wrong.
He's saying something wrong. Amar, agav tzaire, because of his tzar, gachin v'shame, the kamastik aladina anafshe. He saw, he went closer to listen, you know, he would be matzik the din. Shinamar, like it says, Omar, he said, Tadik Hashem, Hu Hashem, Kipiu Marisi, right? He was basically praising Yirmiyahu, he's a Tadik, Pasach Aleh Hishaita, Yirmiyahu said it at that time, Ruach Apenu, Mashiach Hashem. Okay.
Now he went over, why can Yirmiyahu go? Why didn't he make his, it's a big, you know, it's a big campaign. Why didn't he say, look, you shouldn't go out there. He's going to try to...
I don't know.
But did he go over to him? He did?
Probably
he went for seating? should receive him.
That the Zakenim went to their back home, to their hometowns, and they saw that even in Ashkelon, which Rashi said was Eretz Pelishtim, which means to imply no Jews lived there. I don't think he was taking halakhic stance on whether Ashkelon, I don't think he was doing that. I think he was just saying that Jews don't live there. And they still saw, look at this, even the Goyim are starving. If the Goyim are starving, it's right here. That's a bad sign, right? So, Ibailahu, they said they couldn't even fill an oven of wheat. So what does that mean? They couldn't fill an oven of wheat. Iboilahu. Kimole tanor tvua. Does it mean wheat? Oh, dilmo kimole tanor pas. Or does it mean bread, which is a smaller shear? Right? So, toshma, it says kimole pitanor. Like the mouth of an oven. What does that mean? Surely it means pas. Why does it surely mean pas? Because nobody puts wheat in an oven. Nobody put bread in an oven. I still don't know. Does it mean kikisuye de tanura? Does it mean the cover of the oven? Or dilma kidara derifta dahadar le lepume de tanura? Or does it mean when you line up the bread in the oven? I don't know what that means even. Teku. It's te. Anyway, it's teku. I don't know what they ask. I don't.
That's a Rami question, right?
Yeah. But all God's retain is al sha'achul ze'evim. They also made a tainus when wolves came and ate up children. And then Rabbi Yossi said, no, they didn't even eat anybody. They were just running and roaming around. We made a tainus. Very different, strange Gemara here. Amar Ulu Mishrim Mishrim Ben Yod Tzadok. Mai said, once happened, Ubalo Ze'evim Shnei Tinokos. Wolves ate up two babies. The Kiyam Derech Beis Rei. And excreted the wolf excreted the babies. Ubo Mai Sef Nechachamim. In case you wanted to know this. The Tiaru Es HaBasar. They said the busser is now tahar. Why? Why was it tummy? Why was it tummy to begin with? Dead body, exactly. Now it's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because it's not recognizable. So it loses the shame tumma. The meat, the busser, loses the shame tumma. The timus are tamos. But the bones, they remain tummy. Why? It didn't lose its shame at all. Says Rashi, the tiyuret ha-busser. What? She'eno metame tumas meis, dinis akel, it became digested, yeah. Vinis batel toch me'ev, it became batel. The kigon shishol yimei ikol, it stayed in there enough days for this to happen. V'pir sheba almahu, what is it? It's just excrement. But v'timus artamos, tlom is akel, bones don't rot away. So therefore, the bones remain tame. Okay.
What are they trying to
do? I don't know.
They're not trying to play too much power.
They are.
Yeah. How does that fit in?
If you handle these remains.
How does that happen?
Because the wolf ate the baby.
We're talking about if it's a sign of bad or sign of good.
If you're the shovel guy.
No, we didn't say it's a sign of anything. Yeah. The wolf ate that. So it's a tangent. Wolf eating a baby is a terrible thing. Now, on a tangent, by the way, you should just know that if that happened, that once happened, and we said that the flesh is no longer tummy.
After that line of the Mishnah, everything's a tangent.
Right, exactly.
It's almost like I saw with the Tikkun Hanum, the father with the son, and he said, I'm not going to pull a knife out. He said, I want
right.
to pull a knife.
Right.
And that's what they're worrying
about. Okay, next. Al Eilam Asviyam B'Shabbos. The following things you can cry out even on Shabbos. Tanar Rabbanan. Ir Shikifu Nachim. If the city's under siege by Goyim, O Nahar, or a river's coming, it's a flood coming. Echad Sfina Hametrefes Bayam, or there's a boat that's sinking in the ocean. Vechad Yachid, one person. Shenirdaf Mibnei Nachrim, he's being chased by Goyim. Oh, and they list him, or robbers. Or Mibnei Chayra, or wild animals. Valkul Yachid Rashai, Lasagi Fetasma Matinas. And not only that, any individual person is allowed to be Masagif himself, torture himself, with a Tinas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Ain yachid rishay l'sagi if it's atzma b'tainus. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Shem yistarich lebrios. Maybe you're going to require. You have health issues now. You're going to require food. The ain b'brios merachmos alav. They're not going to have rachem on you because you did it to yourself. Who told you to do that? Who told you to live a lifestyle like that? Now you come crawling for money? No, they're not going to want to give you. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, my time with Rav Yossi, Dichtiv it says, Vayhi Adam Lash Vashchaya, Nefesh, Shenasati Lecha, Hachaya. The life I gave you, let it live. Don't torture yourself. So Tosfos says, they're arguing, but the first man, the Amar, said it's okay. So they're arguing, and we had this before already, is fasting without, fasting on your own initiative, a good thing or not a good thing? Some said it was a good thing, some said it was not a good thing. Right, no, we had that earlier in the Bitekla. So we said, it's not a good thing. We say we don't recommend fasting. Maybe if people out there, but as a general rule, it used to be a very common thing. People would fast Mondays and Thursdays, or they would fast, I don't know, in Elul. It was, Mati's right, it was a Middle Ages thing. But I guess there were roots in the Gemara. So one we had earlier in the Mitzvah. Some said it's a good thing to fast. It shows you, you know, some said that's not a good thing. It makes you sick, it makes you unhealthy, you can't do mitzvos, you can't learn. Don't do that. Right? So it's the same idea here. Should it's the carry over the same machlokas? He said, yeah, it's okay. He said, no, don't do it. No one's impressed by that. Okay. Next. What am I up to? Oh. Ibailuhu? Shimon Tim the Omer Afal Dever. He said, even on a Dever you can fast. Amar Ibailuhu. Loho de la Chachamim b'Shabbos. Is it true that the Chachamim disagreed with Shimon Tim about Shabbos? Avol b'chol hodulo, but on a weekday they agreed that what? They agreed that you can fast on a weekday. Odilma lo hodulo kal. They didn't agree with them at all. Tashma, the Tanya, b'sriyad al dever b'Shabbos. You can fast for a dever on Shabbos. V'insa mochlam b'chol. For sure on a weekday. Reb Chanan bar pitum hamidol shem rekiva mishum rekiva omar. Ein mashriyad al dever kol ikar. No, not at all. So it's a machlokes. What?
Is he that,
who? Rukhana ben Pitam? I think someone else is having a minute. Wait till we see. Two more. I don't know who that is. I don't know.
The ultimate five
probably,
right? The ones that survived him.
Interesting. And then he said, you can fast, cry out to anything that shouldn't happen. You can't fast, it's too much rain. Right? It's like the cattle is too pretty. I mean, you can't fast for that. You can't do that. Right? My timer. Why is that? You don't daven because you don't want a good thing to happen. That's not a normal thing to daven for.
No, he says it's not a disaster, it's just
burdensome. Okay. That's all rov tova. It's always a good thing. It's always a good thing. What? You can't daven that it should go away.
Well, it's annoying.
What? That's not rain. It's a different thing.
You don't want too much light.
Exactly. No, who davens for that? Amar Yochanan. Minayin she'em espal rov tova. How do you know that? Shenemar. Hevi was called ma'isel beisa ocha. My ad beli doi. Amar Rami Barav. Ad sheyibolu sifsoseim milomer dai. Your mouth can't even say enough. That's how much. Nothing wrong with that. Amar Rav Rami Bar Rav Yud, Mati. Rav Rami Bar Rav Yud. Who's Rav Yud? Rashi says, Chacham Sheshmo Yud. It's a Chacham. His name is Yud. You heard of this guy? You heard of him?
Well,
because Yud is in parentheses. It's somewhere,
but we know.
Rami. Maybe
it's
Bar Rav. Right. But this one. Yeah, but Rashi had it like Gersa. Rashi, the Chacham, whose name is Yud. by the way, in Chutz La'aretz, you can daven for such a thing, right? Tanya Nami Haki Shana Shegashmir Merubin. If there's a lot of rain, Anche Mishmar Shalchin LaAnche Maimid, they would daven to the Anche Maimid. Tenu Einechem BaAchechem Shebagola. Go look what's happening in Gullus, in the Gullus, our brethren over there. Shlo Yehi Batayim Kivreim. Their houses shouldn't be their graves. They shouldn't die. Shalu Esra Belazar Arhechan Gishamim Yardin Vispalu Shlo Yardu. How much can it rain that you should daven that it shouldn't stop raining? What's the cutoff? So Amalahem, Kadeshiyamod Adam Bekaran Afel. If he's sitting in, he's standing in some place, the Yashakshek Ragla Bamayim, and the water is reaching his feet. Some high place. Vatanya Yadav, but we learned elsewhere that it means his hands are reaching that place. Raglof kiyodav kamina. Hands and, I meant hands and feet, the same thing. Amar Abar Barchana, Udi Chazli Karen Afel. I saw that place. I saw that mountain. The Kamahu Taya. There was an Arab there. Kirachav Gamla. He was riding on the camel. The Nakit Rumcha Biade. And he took a spear in his hand. Umechse in Yindiva. He looked like a worm. He looked so small. Why? Because the mountain was so tall. He looked so tiny up there. That the mountain, the water reaches up there, and then he can stop raining. Then he can daven, it should stop raining. Till then, you don't have to stop. You don't have to daven. Right? Okay. Should we stop here? 5 minutes? All right. Tana Rabbanan. V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. It says in the Torah, V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. Lo shechora not too much. Lo tzema'a, not enough. Elabaninus, mid-level rain. Shekol zman shakasham and Reuben, as long as the rain is enough. Mitashtashin es ha'aretz, it makes the earth muddy. Veinu mutzi in peiros. And that's not a good thing either. Davar acher, another pshat. Be'itam, what does be'itam mean? Belele reveal, it's on Wednesday nights. Belele shavas, on Friday nights. Shekein matzinu b'yimei Shimon ben Shetach. It rained on Wednesday night and on Friday night. What's Wednesday night? Why not? What about Tuesday night? Maybe it's Tuesday night? Tuesday night, I'm sorry.
No, it's Wednesday night.
Shabbos means Friday night. Friday night, I understand. People don't go out. What's Wednesday night? What's Tuesday? Why is anyone going out? Acha asu chitim kikalios. The wheat was like the size of a cluster. Usaarim kargine zaitim, and the barley was like the size of an olive. Vadashim kidine rezov, and the lentils were like the size of a gold coin. Vitzaru mehem dugvuladoros, and they bound them up. These should be a symbol for generations forever. Lodia kama hached gorv. See how bad sin is, right? Shenemar avonosechem chitu eile vechatosechem mano hatov mikem. It prevents the good from happening. Vachen matzina bimehurdus. If the same thing in the days of Hordus, Shaya Oskin Bibinyan Beis HaMikdash, he was building the Beis HaMikdash, we all know that, for Yardim Gesham Balayla, and it would rain at night. Lamachar, the next day, Nishba HaRuach, a wind came, V'nispazru Avim, blew all the clouds away. V'zarcha HaChama, the sun blew, the sun came out, V'yadzu Amalach, and everybody went to work. They didn't even know that it rained, right? Why? V'yadu Shamalach HaShamayim B'yadayim, and they knew they were doing the right thing. Hashem was watching over them, they were able to, it rained? You woke up in the morning, you didn't even know it rained. But the earth got what it needed, and it didn't affect you at all. That's a very good thing.
Why
I don't know why.
It's Tuesday night.
Why?
Because
there's some bad thing about
it. Of course, you're working out. Right, so I would think we're still
traveling. Interesting. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a Sunday schedule. So we'll have that at 7:15. All right? Everyone have a good day.